College finances are shaky enough that the county executive yesterday referred to it as a potential red-green situation, a reference to the county budget, which led to the control board controlling county finances. The college budget is due to be delivered May 10th, and the county executive says the signs are bad, with rising costs and dropping enrollment. Poloncarz says he's given the message to Quinn and the college board.
You cannot put this shortfall on the backs of the students by increasing tuition. You cannot continue to use your fund balance to plug holes. They used to have a pretty sizable fund balance. Now they're lower than they ever were. And why? Because they have not addressed the systemic problems that exist in ECC for some time.
Poloncarz says there seems little willingness to deal with the fiscal problems on the part of the College Board, and if he sees the budget proposal as continuing the pattern, he will send it back. Quinn says the board is working hard to resolve the budget, but admits raising tuition would be a problem.
We pick up about half of our tuition, so at $4,900 a year, right now it's about less than $2,500 a semester. We believe we're a very good bargain, quality education for a good price, but we're also cognizant, the trustees are, that we can't just continue to increase tuition time and time again.
Because of the problems, Poloncarz appointed Deputy Budget Director Timothy Callan to the College Board, a man who moonlights as a college teacher using his political science doctorate. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.